Donald Trump signs pledge to American women, women are exclusively female. By Hannah Blow on July 5, 2023. Former President Donald Trump signed a pledge to American women, vowing to uphold the truth that women are exclusively female and establishing that the dignity of women and girls will not be compromised in law or policy under his administration. Concerned Women for America, the nation's largest public policy women's organization, is asking all presidential candidates to sign the pledge, or presidential promise to American women. As President of the United States, I promise to uphold the truth that women are exclusively female. Only women can be pregnant and bear children. Only women can be mothers, the pledge reads in part. Under my administration, the status and dignity of women and girls will not be compromised in law or policy. It continues, also addressing issues related to gender identity. That sex is binary is a scientific reality, and all federal agencies will be directed to uphold this fact in every policy and program at home and abroad. A person's claim of gender identity does not overrule their sex, the pledge continues. My administration will focus on affirming sex-based distinctions that protect women in every area, such as shelters, prisons, housing, healthcare, defense, education, and sports, it adds. I will protect the dignity of women and motherhood in all circumstances, the pledge, signed by Trump on June 29, reads. According to the organization, Trump is the first candidate to sign the pledge. Penny Nance with at CWF met with Donald Trump a few weeks ago and with Ron DeSantis a few days ago, per a Spox. The group is asking all candidates to sign their presidential promise to American women. Trump was the first to sign, pic.twitter.com/is9cp53i. Meredith McGraw, at Meredith McGraw, July 2, 2023. This is far from the first time Trump has pledged to push back against the gender insanity pushed by the radical left, making that clear during his 2024 announcement speech at Mar-a-Lago in November. And you know, it's very unfair to women, just very, very unfair. We will defend the rights of parents and we will defend the family as the center of American life, Trump said during the speech, doubling down on those ideals in a January video, in which he vowed to end the mutilation of children under the guise of gender-affirming care. Describing such procedures as child abuse, Trump vowed to end the chemical, physical and emotional mutilation of youth. He also promised consequences for schools and states that allow school officials to suggest to children that they could be trapped in the wrong body. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender, a concept that was never heard of in all of human history. Nobody's ever heard of this, what's happening today, he said. It was all when the radical left invented it just a few years ago. Related, Trump, the Republican Party is now the party of American women.